撒哈拉底下挖出来一棵树，42米粗，什么概念？
What does it mean that a tree with a diameter of 42 meters was dug out from under the Sahara Desert?
地球上现在活着最大的树。
The largest tree alive on Earth.
美国那棵谢尔曼将军，11米。
The Sherman statue in the United States is 11 meters tall.
这棵42米。
This is 42 meters.
1903年。
1903.
法国测绘队挖到的，6周的活干了11周才回来。
The French surveying team dug for 6 weeks, but it took them 11 weeks to return.
2个死在沙漠里。
2 died in the desert.
1个封在马赛精神病院，回来。
A man who returned from the Massey Mental Hospital.
交了一份340页的报告。
I submitted a 340-page report.
47棵巨树，坐标全标的清清楚楚。
The coordinates of the 47 giant trees are clearly marked.
印了200本。
Printed 200 copies.
放进图书馆。
Put in the library.
官方说有测量误差。
The official statement says there is a measurement error.
要修订，修订版100多年了。
It has been revised for over a century.
还没出。200本原件。
Less than 200 copies have been printed.
1本不剩。
All gone.
你以为这是阴谋论？
You think it's a conspiracy theory?
不是，整个非洲化石档案里。
Not the entire African fossil record.
地球生物史上没有任何一棵树长到过42米粗，兄弟们。
There has never been a tree in the history of Earth that has grown to a diameter of 42 meters.
那这树是谁种的？
Who planted this tree?
10,000年前，撒哈拉是绿洲。
10,000 years ago, the Sahara was a green oasis.
那时候踩在这片地上的。
At that time, when I stepped on this land,
不一定只有我们的祖先，有东西比我们更早来过，砍光了这片树。
It's not necessarily the case that only our ancestors have come and cut down this forest.
树，然后人间蒸发。
Then disappeared.
我们今天讲的人类史，可能整段都是从中间开始讲的。
What we're talking about today is that human history might be best understood if we start from the middle.
前面那一段被人连根拔了。
The previous one was uprooted.
这段历史到底是真的还是假的？
Is this history real or fake?
别急。
Don't hurry.
要搞清楚这件事。
To figure out this matter,
我们得先回答一个更基本的问题。
But we need to answer a basic question first.
撒哈拉到底是怎么变成沙漠的？
How did the Sahara Desert become a desert?
你现在看到的撒哈拉930万平方公里。
The Sahara Desert covers an area of 930,000 square kilometers.
相当于整个中国的国土面积。
Equivalent to the entire area of China.
黄沙漫天，地表温度70度。
The temperature on the surface of the sand is 70 degrees.
寸草不生。
No grass grows.
但就在几千年前。
But just a few thousand years ago.
这片地方不是沙漠。
This place is not a desert.
不是我说的，是美国 NASA 说的。
But what I'm saying is America, America, America.
2000年代初期
Early 2000s.
NASA 用卫星合成孔径雷达扫描撒哈拉地表以下，发现了什么？河道。
NASA radar scan of the Salavan Plain revealed a large circular depression.
大量的干枯的被沙子埋了几千年的古河道，有
A vast expanse of dried sand buried beneath the sands for thousands of years.
有的比尼罗河还宽。
Some are wider than the Nile.
这些河流干枯的时间大约在5500年前。
These rivers have been dry for about 5,500 years.
也就是说
That is to say,
5,500 年前的撒哈拉有河
5,000 years ago, the Saral River
有湖有雨林
There are lakes and rainforests
有上百种大型动物
There are hundreds of large animals
这不是猜测有
This is not a guess. It's sand.
证据1956年
According to 1956,
法国探险家亨利·洛特带队进入阿尔及利亚东南部的塔西里恩阿杰尔高原，在悬崖岩壁上发现了上万幅远古岩画，画的什么？牛群、长颈鹿。
French explorer Henry Loth led an expedition into the Tassili and Niger Plateau in southeastern Algeria, where he discovered thousands of ancient rock paintings depicting cattle, giraffes, and other animals.
河马、猎人、跳舞的人。
The hunter Homer dances.
还有一种场景，游泳。在今天地表温度超过70度的撒哈拉，远古人类在游泳。
There is also a scenario where ancient humans who swam in the Sahara Desert, where the surface temperature today exceeds 70 degrees, are swimming.
这批岩画最早的可以追溯到12000年前。
These rock carvings can be traced back to 5,000 years ago.
科学家把这段时期叫做非洲湿润期。
Scientists call this period the African wet season.
大约从12000年前开始，到5500年前结束。
Approximately from 12,000 years ago to 5,500 years ago.
持续了将近7000年。
Lasted for almost 7,000 years.
在这7000年里
In these 7,000 years,
撒哈拉不是沙漠
Sahara is not a desert.
是热带草原
It is a tropical grassland.
是森林
It is a forest.
是湖泊群
It is a lake group.
有多夸张？炸的湖
There are many lakes that are very explosive.
今天只剩下一个水洼，面积不到1500平方公里。
Today, there is only one area of about 1,500 square kilometers left.
但在湿润期
during the rainy season,
它的面积是今天的将近300倍。
Its area is almost 300 times larger than today.
超过40万平方公里
more than 40,000 square kilometers.
比整个日本还大。湖里有尼罗鳄、河马、几十种淡水鱼，岸边有人类聚落。
There are lakes larger than the entire country of Japan, and there are dozens of species of freshwater fish in the lakes. There are also human settlements on the shores of the lakes.
兄弟们
，Brothers，
这不是科幻电影。
This is not a science fiction movie.
这是写在地质学教科书里的。更吓人的是，这个世界消失的速度。
What's even more terrifying is the speed at which this world is disappearing, as written in a geology textbook.
地质学家发现
，Geologists have discovered that
撒哈拉从绿洲变成沙漠。
The Sahara turned into a desert.
不是慢慢来的。
It's not a gradual process.
大约5500年前
Approximately 5,500 years ago,
地球轨道参数发生了一次微小的偏移
The Earth's orbital parameters have experienced a slight shift.
北非季风系统突然崩溃
Sudden collapse of the North African monsoon system.
降雨量断
Rainfall interruption.
崖势下降
Cliff descent
湖泊蒸干河流断流植被大面积死亡
The lake has dried up, the river has dried up, and the vegetation has died on a large scale.
整个生态系统在几百年之内彻底瓦解。
The entire ecosystem will collapse within a few hundred years.
几百年放在地质学尺度上。
In geological terms, a few hundred years is a very short period.
就是眨一下眼的事儿。
It's just a blink of an eye.
一个比中国还大的绿洲说没就没了。
A green oasis that is bigger than China, if it disappears, it will disappear.
上面的人呢，往东跑了。
The people above ran east.
跑到了尼罗河流域。
Ran to the Nile River basin.
有学者认为
Some scholars believe that
古埃及文明的突然爆发
The sudden emergence of ancient Egyptian civilization
就和这批撒哈拉难民有关
Regarding this batch of Sahrawi refugees
一个文明的诞生可能是另一个世界的葬礼
The birth of a civilization may be the funeral of another world.
那问题来了
That's the problem.
这么大一片绿洲
Such a large oasis.
有没有树有撒哈拉到今天还能找到石化的树干
Are there any trees that have grown in the Sahara Desert and are still fossilized today?
在埃及开罗东边
In Cairo, Egypt.
大约30公里的地方
About 30 kilometers away.
有一片石化森林
There is a petrified forest.
已经被列为国家保护区。
It has been listed as a national protected area.
那些树干全部变成了石头。
All the tree trunks have turned into stone.
但你切开看，年轮、树皮、木质纤维的纹路清清楚楚。
But you can see the clear texture of the tree's wood fibers through the cut.
在利比亚南部、尼日尔北部、阿尔及利亚的阿哈加尔高原都有石化木分布。
Petrified wood can be found in the northern part of the Niger River in the north of Algeria and in the Ahaggar Plateau in southern Libya.
这些不是秘密。
These are not secrets.
是地质学家登记在册的已知遗址。
It is a known archaeological site registered by geologists.
但这里有个问题。
But there's a problem here.
非洲湿润期的树是什么
What are the trees in the rainy season in Africa?
树
Tree.
金合欢猴面包树
Durian.
各种耐旱
Various drought resistant.
硬木
Hardwood.
这些树最粗的直径通常在1到3米之间。
These trees have the largest diameter, usually between 1 and 3 meters.
最大的猴面包树撑死了10来米，42米。
The largest breadfruit tree can grow up to 10 meters in height, with a maximum height of 42 meters.
不可能，湿润期。
But the period of wetness.
所有已知树种都长不到那个尺寸。
All known tree species cannot grow to that size.
所以问题就升级了。
So the problem escalated.
如果1903年那份报告里的东西是真的，那这些树不属于近10000年的非洲。
If the things in the 1903 report are true, then these trees don't belong to Africa.In the last 10,000 years,
它们属于更老的东西。
They belong to older things.
老得多。
Old man.
地球上有没有出现过那么粗的树
？Have there been any trees that are so thick on Earth?
答案是出现过类似量级的植物。
The answer is that there have been plants of similar magnitude.
但不完全一样。
But not exactly the same.
3亿年前
300 million years ago.
石炭纪，那是地球上最疯狂的一个时代。
The Carboniferous period was one of the most bizarre times in Earth's history.
大气含氧量不是今天的21%。
The atmospheric oxygen content is not 21%.
是35%。
It is 35%.
氧气多到什么程度？
How much oxygen is enough?
蜻蜓翅膀展开将
Dragonfly wings spread.
将近70厘米。
Almost 70 centimeters.
蜈蚣长到2米半，蝎子比一条狗还大。
Centipedes that grow to 2.5 meters long, scorpions that are bigger than a dog.
而树呢，更离谱，石炭纪。
And the trees are even more outrageous stone exploration.
有一种植物叫林木。
There is a plant called 林木。
高度可以超过40米。
A height can exceed 40 meters.
另一种叫封印木，也是40米级别。
Another one, also called the tomb of the seal, is 40 meters in level.
它们不是今天任何树种的祖先。
They are not the ancestors of any tree species today.
是一种完全不同的巨型蕨类植物。
A completely different giant fern.
但它们确确实实长到了40米高。
But they really grew to 40 meters high.
注意，是40米高。
Note, 40 meters high.
不是40米粗。石炭纪记录里最粗的树干直径大概2米。
Not the thickest tree trunk recorded in the 40 meter thick stone record, about 2 meters in diameter.
42米粗。
42 meters in diameter.
在整个古植物学化石档案里
In the entire fossil record of ancient plants,
从古至今翻遍地球45亿年的地质记录没有出现过
From ancient times to the present, after reviewing the Earth's geological records for 4.5 billion years.
这就是这件事
This is the matter.
最诡异的地方
The strangest place
你往前翻
Go forward
从寒武纪翻到白垩纪
From the Cambrian period to the Cretaceous period
再翻到第四纪
Go to page 15
最粗的红杉
The thickest redwood
最老的猴面包树
The oldest breadfruit tree
最大的巨山全部加在一起
The largest mountain ranges, when added together,
都不够42米的龄头。
In the entire 12-meter length.
那要么1903年的报告是错的。
Either the leopard report of 1903 was wrong.
测量单位搞混了。
Mixed up measurement units.
要么我们对地球植物史的理解有一个巨大的空白。
Either we have a huge gap in our understanding of the history of terrestrial plants.
再来看另一个关键问题。
Let's look at another key issue.
树是怎么变成石头的？一棵树。
How does a tree become a stone?
要石化，需要非常苛刻的条件。
To petrify, very strict conditions are required.
首先。
First,
树倒下之后
After the tree fell down,
必须被迅速掩埋
must be quickly buried,
隔绝氧气
isolate oxygen,
不能腐烂
cannot rot,
然后地下水携带二氧化硅等矿物质
then groundwater carries minerals such as silicon,
慢慢渗入木质结构
slowly seeping into the wooden structure,
一个分子
A molecule,
一个分子的把有机物替换成矿物质。
A molecule replaces organic matter with minerals.
这个过程要多久
？How long will this take？
教科书上写的是几十万年到几百万年。
The textbook says it's from tens of thousands to millions of years.
也就是说
，That is to say。
如果撒哈拉底下真的有大型石化树干，那棵树活着的时候
，If there really are large petrified tree trunks under the Sahara, then
至少在几十万年以前
，At least tens of thousands of years ago,
那不是人类文明的时间尺度
That's not the scale of time for human civilization.
那是地质学的时间尺度。
That's the time scale of geology.
那时候别说文明了。
At that time, let alone civilization,
现代智人可能还没走出东非裂谷。
Modern humans may still be emerging from the East African Rift Valley.
但这里有一个反转。
But there is a twist.
2015年前后
Around 2015,
有科学家在火山温泉环境中做了一个实验。
Scientists conducted an experiment in a volcanic hot spring environment.
把新鲜木头放进富含二氧化硅的高温矿化水中。
Put fresh wood into water containing silica and other minerals.
结果发现
The results showed that
在特定条件下
Under certain conditions
木头外层结构的矿化速度远超预期。
The mineralization rate of the outer layer of the wood is much faster than expected.
不需要百万年。
No need for millions of years.
在高浓度矿化水环境里。
In high concentration mineral water environments.
几十年甚至更短时间内就能启动。
Within a few years or even less time.
规划。这个。
Planning area.
发现意味着什么
？What does discovery mean？
意味着石化不一定需要百万年。
It means that petrification does not necessarily require millions of years。
在特殊的地球化学环境下
，In a special geochemical environment，
速度可以快得多。
It could be much faster。
那撒哈拉底下有没有这种环境？
Is there such an environment under the Sahara Desert?
有，撒哈拉底下有一个巨大的地下含水层。
There is a large underground aquifer beneath the Sahara Desert.
叫努比亚砂岩含水层。
Nubia sandstone aquifer.
它是全世界最大的化石水储备之一。
It is one of the largest fossil water reserves in the world.
面积超过200万平方公里
with an area of over 2 million square kilometers
横跨埃及
spanning Egypt
利比亚
Libya
苏丹、乍得四个国家
Sudan's conflict has caused chaos in 4 countries
这些水已经在地下封存了上百万年
These waters,have been sealed underground for over a million years.
富含各种矿物质
rich in various minerals.
如果有一片森林
if there is a forest,
在几千年前被迅速掩埋
very rapidly thousands of years ago,
然后泡在这种高矿化度的地下水系统里
then they were immersed in a high mineral underground water system.
石化速度确实有可能远超正常地质模型的预测，理论上说得通。
The rate of petrochemicals is indeed possible to far exceed the normal geological model predictions. Theoretically, it is possible to understand.
但有没有人去验证过
？But has anyone verified it?
没有。
No.
因为去不了阿尔及利亚南。
Because I can't go to southern Algeria.
不，也就是1903年报告里指向的那片区域，是撒哈拉最腹地的位置。
That area, as indicated in the 1903 report, is located in the most remote part of the Sahara.
后勤补给极其困难。
Logistics and supply are extremely difficult.
常年高温，周边基础设施几乎为零。
Due to the long-term high temperatures, the surrounding infrastructure is almost non-existent.
而且过去几十年里
In addition, over the past few decades,
阿尔及利亚南部大片区域
A large area in southern Algeria
因为安全问题被限制进入，外国科研团队根本拿不到许可。
due to security concerns. Foreign research teams are completely denied access and cannot obtain permits.
这不是什么阴谋。
This is not a conspiracy.
这是现实。
This is reality.
但现实的结果和阴谋的结果是一样的。
But the actual result and the conspiracy result are the same.
没有人去看。
No one came to see.
2010年代以后。
After the 2010s.
卫星遥感技术有了重大突破。
Significant breakthroughs in satellite remote sensing technology.
欧洲航天局的哨兵系列卫星和 NASA 的 SRTM 地形数据已经能够穿透沙层，探测地下几米甚至几十米深的结构。
The Sentinel series satellites from the European Space Agency and NASA SRTM terrain data have been able to penetrate the sand layer to detect structures several meters or even tens of meters deep underground.
科学家用这种技术在撒哈拉底下发现了大量古河道、古湖泊遗迹。
Scientists have used this technology to discover a large number of ancient riverbeds and lake basins in the Sahara Desert.
甚至疑似远古人类聚落的地表结构。
Even suspected structures of ancient human settlements.
但到目前为止
However, to date,
还没有任何一个团队专门用这种技术去搜索过大型石化木结构。技术在那里。
No team has yet used this technology to search for large-scale petrochemical wood structures there.
卫星在那里。
The satellite is there.
数据在那里。
Data is there.
就是没有人去做。兄弟们。
It's just that no one is doing it for the brothers.
这才是整件事最离谱的地方。
This is the most outrageous thing about the whole matter.
你可以说1903年的报告是假的。
You can say that the 1903 report is fake.
可以说测量是错的。
It can be said that measurement is wrong.
可以说这整个故事就是一个传说，都可以。
This whole story can be considered a legend.
但你没法否认三件事。
But you can't deny these three things.
第一
First,
撒哈拉在几千年前确实是一片绿洲。
Thousands of years ago, the Sahara was indeed a green oasis.
有森林。
There are forests.
有湖泊。
There is a lake.
有完整的生态系统。
Complete ecosystem.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
第二
Second,
撒哈拉地下确实有大量石化木存在。
There are indeed a large number of fossilized tombs buried underground in the Sahara.
从埃及到利比亚到阿尔及利亚都有记录。
There are records from Egypt, Libya, and Algeria.
这也是事实。
This is also a fact.
第三
Third,
我们对撒哈拉腹地的古植物学调查
Our survey of ancient plants in the Sahara Desert
几乎等于零，一百多年了。
It has been almost 100 years.
那片区域的地下到底埋着什么？
What is buried in that area?
没有人做过系统的科学勘探。
No systematic scientific exploration has been conducted.
这还是事实。
This is a fact.
三个事实叠在一起。
Three facts stacked together.
你告诉我，意味着什么？
What does it mean to you?
意味着撒哈拉底下一定埋着我们不知道的东西。
It means there must be something we don't know buried beneath the Sahara.
不一定是42米的巨树。
It doesn't have to be a giant tree of 42 meters.
不一定是失落的文明遗迹。
Not necessarily the ruins of lost civilizations.
但一定是某种东西。
But it must be something.
因为那片沙子下面曾经有一个完整的世界。
Because there was once a complete world beneath that sand.
活了七千年。
Lived for 7,000 years.
养了上百万人。
Nurtured hundreds of thousands of people.
然后在大约一千年之内彻底消失。
Then it completely disappeared within about 1,000 years.
变成了你今天看到的样子。
It has become what you see today.
黄沙死寂。
Yellow sand, dead and silent.
什么都没有。
Nothing.
我们对那个消失的世界的了解不到5%。
We know only about 5% of the world that has disappeared.
剩下的95%都埋在沙子底下。
95% of the remaining ones are buried under the sand.
100多年前。
Over 100 years ago.
有人说他挖到了一棵42米粗的树。
Some say he found a tree that was 42 meters in diameter.
报告被收走了。
The report was taken away.
照片被烧了。
The photo was burned.
人也死了。
People also died.
100多年后。
100 years later.
我们有了卫星。
We have satellites.
有了雷达。
With radar.
有了穿透沙层的技术。
With the ability to penetrate the sand.
但没有人再去挖。
But no one went to dig anymore.
你说撒哈拉底下到底有什么？没人知道。
You said that there is nothing under the Sahara Desert that anyone knows.
因为那份文件夹到今天还合着。
Because that folder is still there.